Welcome to Under Lock and Key, news and commentary about prisons from the revolutionary anti-imperialist league.
Punk, hardcore, and hip-hop bands raise funds and awareness for the Men Books for Prisoners program.
The U.S. incarcerates a greater percentage of its population than any other country, sending more black men to prison than to college. The purpose of this program is to educate about and inspire activism against the American lockdown.
On April 10th, the Revolutionary Anti-Imperialist League sponsored a Books for Prisoners benefit concert in Western Massachusetts. A significant sum of money was raised for this program. Bands traveled as far away as Maine to perform. The punk and hip-hop bands were Ass Faggot, Critical Mass, Corporate Death Squad, Commonwealth, Baracus, Public Access, Einstein, and The Global Threat. At the show, the purpose of the Books for Prisoners program was explained, and letters from prisoners were read. Samples of music from the show and these prisoner letters will be aired on this program. Behind the stage was a large banner that read, "Support Free Books for Prisoners, Educating and Organizing for Revolutionary Change." This banner sums up the purpose of the MIMS Books for Prisoners program and explains how it is different from other programs. The MIMS Books for Prisoners program is a tool not only to educate prisoners, but to organize to change society. Many other book programs, while positive, stick to only a reformist charity agenda. It is a sign of the sickness of the U.S. justice system that it denies educational materials to prisoners. Books are in short supply in prison, libraries contain little beyond bourgeois fiction, mail is censored, and college education programs have been limited. As one letter from a Pennsylvania prisoner read as the concert explained,
"I am sentenced twice, once by the judge in court, and now by the guards behind these walls of hell. But not just me, other inmates as well. It's nothing but hardship and supreme injustice. We are under a lot of pressure and oppression by guards and the warden. They take the little that we do have, such as the educational system we once had. They take our college courses for punishment, which gives us a lesser chance of becoming something for us to take on the trials and tribulations of the outside world. We must start now, but how can we do that with the lack of education? I was once told by the old heads who have been incarcerated for many years that jail was once about rehabilitation. But from my comprehensive knowledge at this day and times, it's about political money and power, the New World slave trade. Nothing has changed from 1855. This jail does us an injustice every day." That was a Pennsylvania prisoner, written in June 1998.
So sending in more fiction is okay. Sending in political books is better. But the best practice is not to only send political books, but to struggle with the prisoners over the content of the books and their application to revolutionary change. The Books for Prisoners program breaks away from traditional charity-type donation programs and provides books on mainly revolutionary history, world movements, and Black, Latino, and First Nation culture and nationalism. MIM and Rail send free newspapers and books to prisoners to provide them with the knowledge and tools necessary to end the oppression in U.S. society and around the world. In other words, MIM and Rail give prisoners the chance and opportunity to organize themselves and take part in the revolutionary struggle to change society. Between bands, Rail read letters from prisoners and showed movie clips on the inhumane conditions in maximum security control unit cells. This helped keep a revolutionary edge to the show and pushed the necessity to act on prison injustice. The letters from prisoners made it possible to inject the struggle of prisoners into a student and youth cultural movement. Later, one speaker talked about the case of imprisoned Black Panther Mumia Abu-Jamal, and a Rail activist discussed the struggle against control unit isolation cells. During the concert, Critical Mass played a song about the importance of working to free incarcerated revolutionary leaders.
This next song, you know what I'm saying, is shout out to all the freedom fighters in this country. Anybody political in the house support political prisoners?
Political prisoners, set free, stress free.
Hold on. I'm embarrassed to hear that. Are there anybody in the house that supports political prisoners?
Political prisoners, set free, stress free.
All right, check it out. This one's called For Our Freedom Fighters, remix.
Political prisoners set free, 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 stress, political prisoners set free, stress free.
Tell me. Free all political prisoners now! Come on, y'all can join in on the chorus. Free all political prisoners now!
Political prisoners set free, stress free.
Free all political prisoners now!
Political prisoners set free, stress free.
Free all political prisoners now!
Political prisoners set free, stress
free. Free all political prisoners now!
Political prisoners set free, stress free.
for our freedom fighters. Got to put my fists even tighter. Got to emancipate and liberate. They incarcerate, not the average men initiate. And create, never imitate. Sacrifice a lot for us. If you give a fuck, then you got to rise up, cause it sucks. In the dungeons of the U.S. prison system, all my peoples listen to the final call. Free Mumia Abu Jamal. Equality and justice for all, make the walls fall. Crumble down Jericho and come with tell pro. So, I got to organize. I got to organize, legitimize and mobilize. I got to rise for our freedom fighters. I got to organize, legitimize and mobilize. I got to rise for our freedom fighters.
Your liberation is my inspiration. My education stems from your articulation. Try to lock our teachers down. Had us spinning around, deaf and blind, not making a sound. Those who did not defend our soldiers are as guilty as the holders of the lock and key. Set my people free, pride and most every part of the sea. Let the corrupt colonized by the land of the free. As Mazinga fighting Portuguese. As the warriors held by we. Our challenge is violence all done in the name of Americans. How do you look? The crime bill is given the prisons a pill to let those in control turn the wheel at will. The anti-terrorist facts bring forth double back. Media propaganda, even those activists' heads with crack. Bring those locked down to 20 years or more, but don't claim the cells or our nose on in court. Today's world gives respect where respect is due. You want people fighting to free you. Train yourself, weapons protection you need. Pick up a history book and read. Go to your neighborhood, people you must see. Revolution, customers who struggle not to know to lead. You can work with the government, beg and plead. You can eat their bread from see your stomach bleed. The only way our freedom fighters will be free. Total revolution from the country to the street. Total revolution from the country to the street. Total revolution from the country to the street.
Free all political prisoners now.
Political prisoners set free, stress free.
Free all political prisoners now. Come on, y'all got voices.
Set free, stress free.
Free all political prisoners now.
Political prisoners set free, stress free.
Free all political prisoners now.
Political prisoners set free, stress
free. Free all political prisoners now. Free Richard Williams. Free all political prisoners now.
Free Jaleel Montachin.
Free all political prisoners now! Free Delcia Pagan! Free all political prisoners now!
Free Herman Bell!
Free all political prisoners now! Free Mumia Abu Jamal!
Free all political prisoners now! Free Marilyn Buck!
RAIL is always looking for new ways to build support for the MIM Books for Prisoners program. Doing events like the Benefit Concert are an excellent way to educate and organize people against prison injustice. Historically, the fringe music scenes of punk, hardcore, and hip-hop have been our most vocal allies. But fringe music must take on the entire system with an eye to changing it. Culture is one of the most important aspects to building in public opinion, and so we must promote progressive cultural works while criticizing pro-imperialist culture. We need a culture that pushes for national self-determination for all nations. Among the achievements of the concert was the way in which it brought together a variety of types of music and political beliefs to support the Books for Prisoners program. That night, communists, anarchists, anti-imperialists, libertarians, and people who call themselves non-political all agreed that the Books for Prisoners was a good program. For the future, we hope to gain more support from other sectors of culture while further revolutionizing our current allies. For more information on how to contact any of the bands or to support the Books for Prisoners program, contact RAIL Radio. One letter from a New York prisoner was read at the concert explaining why the Books for Prisoners program is necessary. It was written several years ago for an anti-prisons rally at the university where the concert took place.
I'm a 20-year-old prisoner confined in a New York State prison. This prison is classified as a special housing unit, SHU. For those of you who are unfamiliar with the prison system jargon, SHU is simply an extremely isolated and segregated solitary confinement unit. Prisoners are put here for many reasons, but the main one is for speaking out against injustice in the prison system. Freedom of speech is only effective for people who really do not have much to say. My main concern in writing to you all is because my revolutionary brothers and sisters at MIM advised me that they are attempting to get books from you to send to us prisoners. There are many prisoners who are struggling to educate themselves and sharpen their minds. The state prison system provides very limited educational resources. A lot of prisoners do not have anyone on the outside who can assist them in enhancing their intellect. In short, we are denied the right to pursue a fruitful education of our own choice. Case in point, America has misrepresented prisoners as cold-blooded animals. Many people fall for this and believe we are as much. Many people say, them prisoners need to be locked up, and how dare they complain about education? They forfeited that when they made their mistake or misbehaved in society. What they don't realize is, 1, we don't make the mistakes, we are the mistakes. The mistakes of America. We are the results of injustice, economic disparity, greed, capitalism, and some of us even racism. 2, we are not the cold-blooded animals that America would have you believe, with the exception of rapists, child molesters, and cannibals, and even they don't need prison, they need help. We are not the ones who, like prison guards, boil prisoners or scrub prisoners with wire brushes until their skin hangs around their ankles in bunches. We are not the ones who hang prisoners by the thumbs from the shower nozzles and run freezing cold water on them until they turn colors and faint. No, we are not the ones who urinate, spit, and ejaculate in prisoners' food. We are not the government officials, politicians, and millionaires that sit back and never mention the old ladies, men, and young infants that freeze to death in inadequately heated apartment buildings, or children that starve to death in their cribs. I know firsthand. I've seen children eating out of garbage cans, whom I've had to take home and feed. Their parents told them not to beg and not to steal, so they resorted to eating what they could find. I could go on about the things that I've seen personally and experienced in the richest country in the world, America. All America tells you is that we are the problem, the criminals, the single-parent family, the poor. What they never tell you is what the cause for such things and occurrences is. I'm from New York City, the Bronx, and I know people that starved to death and froze to death. I know a woman that filled out 150 applications for various jobs and never got called out for any of them. Her baby died of starvation, and she had a nervous breakdown and jumped out the window. I know an old man, about 75, who died in his sleep. Reason? He froze to death, and this was inside his own apartment. America doesn't know this side. It just shows you the effects and not the cause. It shows you the symptoms and not the disease. So always call into question what causes the poverty of approximately 40 million people in America, and then you will see who the cold-blooded animals really are, and that their system, capitalism, is a real problem of not only America, but the world. I'm sure I speak on behalf of the majority of prisoners, and we are people just like you, just in a different social class. We seek education and enlightenment in order to sharpen our minds. We are not antisocial or anti-people. We just didn't get a chance to grasp the opportunity you did. We were too busy under the table scrambling for the crumbs of the American apple pie. I'm sure you all can assist us in some way to expand our minds. Whichever way you can will be most appreciated by all of us in here. Thank you very much. I'm sure one of our good comrades will inform you on how you can go about helping us out. I send all my love. This was written by a New York prisoner on October 13th, 1994.
One Critical Mass song the audience found popular was Smash All Prisons. On their cassette, Da Wizard describes the need to struggle against prisons.
I've had mad people come up to me and be like, smash all prisons? What you talking about, smash all prisons? Then you're going to have all these jokers running around knocking people on the head and all this, right? And I'm like, yo, but if you address the social problems in this country, you're going to have a heck of a lot less crime. You know what I'm saying? But people ain't willing to address the problems because prison is an industry that's making money. You know what I'm saying? So we got to start addressing some of these social issues.
Huh? The only growing industry in America.
Yeah, the only growing industry. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this next song is called Smash All. You know what I'm saying? Because the same people that are locking people up are the same people who are oppressing us, who are the same people who are exploiting labor, who are the same people expanding imperialism in other countries. You know what I'm saying? So this song is called Smash All because we got to smash it all. Check. Turn that beat up. Check. Smash all.
Smash all prisons.
Smash all.
Smash all prisons.
Turn the beat up. Smash all.
Smash all prisons.
Smash all.
Smash the motherfucking system. Baptismal vampires started fires on Mount Graham with the plan of twisting out the new land. Final frontier. Brand new trailer tears. Christianity via that naked truth. Judith ever had proof that the FBI tried to blur us high and couldn't hide behind the lies. Blood spilled on the Black Hills was enough for the toughest kids on the block.
Cut holes for coal in the land that you stole. Cut trees, oh please create disease. Legalize herbicide, homicide, genocide on the land. Yeah, we demand freedom, create better with a gun. Unabomber, debunk the lover, the liar. We need to start a fire and stay in the headquarters. Abolish borders, extra mortar, border polluters. Hit the Buddha, then we're gonna...
This has been Under Lock and Key, a revolutionary anti-imperialist league program about prison. For more information, contact Rail. P.O. Box 712, Amherst, Massachusetts, 01004, or email railradio@min.org.